name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. So, as I think that I have shared all in the past, I am not a good gardener. I have what could be considered a black thumb, okay? If you give me an artificial plant, fake silk flowers, I could still kill them, okay? So, that being said, we're going to talk about gardening today. Because that's what Jesus is speaking to us about. As a matter of fact, if you look through the readings, we have a couple of instances where God is speaking to us in terms of planting and transplanting and this idea of coming up from the earth. I did some research on seeds on account of this today. I did some research on seeds. It's actually fascinating. It sounds really boring. But whenever you look it up, there are all different kinds of seeds. There are seeds that are, of course, really tiny, and there are seeds that are huge. There are seeds that whenever you plant them, they will come up in as little as 24 hours. That was actually marijuana. I'm not sure why it is that whenever you Google how long does it take seeds to germinate, the first like 10 things that come up are how to grow marijuana, but maybe that says something about the status of Google. But then there are also seeds that can take several weeks before they will begin to sprout up or germinate out of the ground. There are seeds out west, especially in California and in Arizona, of a certain type of tree. I'm trying to remember what it was, but the seed pods are really thick and really heavy, and they don't actually open up to release the seeds until they're hit by a wildfire. They crack open to help create new growth after those. They actually found seeds in Siberia, a whole stash of seeds that they suspected were left in this burrow by squirrels. And 32,000 years ago, they did radiocarbon dating, and these seeds were 32,000 years old. And they pulled them out and they put them in the ground with some dirt and some warmth, and they grew. They grew. I find that fascinating. So Jesus today talks to us about the mustard seed, and he says it's the smallest of all the seeds. Technically, that's not correct, but we'll give him a pass. He was not a horticulturalist, so we'll give him a pass on that. But he says it's really small. If you've ever seen a mustard seed, it is. It's really super tiny. And you put it in the ground. And what happens? Miraculously, it grows. It becomes something new. It might take some time. It might take a long time, as a matter of fact. You take those seeds and you put them up on a shelf somewhere and keep them dry and keep them safe from bugs or from mold or from any other of these things. You can take them back later. And with just a little love and a little care, you can make them begin to sprout. And they grow. They grow into this really big bush. He was right when he called it a shrub. It's huge, actually. And you wouldn't have suspected that whenever you looked at that little seed. It also takes a really long time. It's not like in 24 hours you've got this big thing. It takes a long time for that mustard plant to actually grow to its mature size. It takes a long time, as a matter of fact. When Jesus is talking to us about the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God that's referred to there in the Gospel of Mark, he's talking about faith in this particular instance. This is whenever he starts his teachings and parables. And he starts out with faith. And I think that's a really good thing, because we oftentimes confuse faith with absolute certainty, with complete acceptance. And I don't think that's the case. You see, faith starts out as something really tiny, something really small, a little spark maybe. It's not so much a yes as it is a, well, maybe. It starts out tiny. It starts out as an openness or a willingness to be open, an acceptance. And then, sometimes, we put it on a shelf. And we don't really delve into it, and we don't really think about it. That faith sits there. It's waiting. it has an opportunity to grow them. When we take that down and we put it in fertile soil, whenever we do those little things to faith that can help it grow and flourish, things like coming to church, things like reading the scriptures, having time to pray and have conversation with God, spending intentional time to let that faith mature. When we allow that opportunity, it will grow. And it may be a little tiny plant at first, and that's okay. But just like that mustard seed, if we are very intentional about watering it, about making sure it has all the nutrients that it needs, providing it those little things that help that grow, it miraculously happens to flower out, to expand. We don't often know how, because it's really not something that we do. Oh, we can be intentional about what we give that faith, but the fact that it grows is not really something that we're able to control. It's something that just happens. Like Jesus says, we can worry about it, we can wake, and we can sleep, but it happens. It grows. Whenever we do these things and allow that faith to grow, we don't often know what it's going to become. I give you an example. Whenever I was in high school and I'd largely left organized religion or religion, someone invited me to church. Now, I had been in Sunday school for 16 years before I left church. I was there all the time. I had that little seed. But I left church, I left religion, and put that faith up on a shelf somewhere. That faith was there, ready to be called back. Whenever I got that invitation to church and I finally accepted and I came to an Episcopal church, I can guarantee you the first time that I ever sat in an Episcopal church pew, I did not think I was going to be wearing one of these one day. I guarantee you that, okay? You never know what faith can become. You never know what believing in yourself can become. You never know what trusting and relying on the Holy Spirit can allow your life to be, become, and be transformed by. You just kind of have to let it happen. Go along for the ride. See where the Holy Spirit takes you. Once you have started to grow that faith, just allow that to happen. And you'd be amazed at what happens. You'd be amazed at the things that it can grow into. Now, don't let this intimidate you, okay? This is... You don't want to scare people off, right? You just have to be intentional. You have to let the faith happen. You have to trust that some people haven't just lost or killed the faith that you thought that you had instilled in them or tried to provide them. It's still there, and it might be up on a shelf. No matter who that might be. There's hope for all of us, I think. If we pray for those who we think have put their faith up on a shelf, put it away, locked it up, I think the opportunity will come again for us to be able to allow them to enter into that space. Because there's always room for one more plant in God's garden. Let's remember who the gardener is. Let us always be intentional about what we take care of and nurture in our own lives. Amen.